A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these things that you do apart from the presence of God. Jesus answered him, Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, You must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. He came to Jesus by night. Nicodemus, the leader of the Jews, meets Jesus in secret, unwilling to risk his reputation and status in the Sanhedrin. He comes to Jesus not to ask a question, but to make a statement. We know that you are a teacher who has come from God. It is a startling acknowledgement from a Pharisee. Jesus knows that in his statement, there is an unstated question about his teaching. Not the usual argument baiting, but an authentic searching for the truth. As the last sentence preceding the account notes, Jesus himself knew what was in everyone. No doubt he knew what was in Nicodemus and saw in the heart of this teacher of Israel a flickering faith. Jesus challenges him, and the two engage in a rabbinic dialogue over the meaning of spiritual rebirth. Indeed, we see how Jesus is rocking Nicodemus' world, inviting him to be born from above. Like the apostles, it will mean Nicodemus abandoning not only his old way of life, but also his old way of thinking. In St. Paul's word to the Ephesians, he must be renewed in the spirit of his mind and put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Putting on the new man is not an easy thing for anyone, especially for an elderly man like Nicodemus. That he did can be seen in his later actions, when the once timid Nicodemus would boldly intervene on Jesus' behalf, unsuccessfully, to ensure a fair hearing before the Sanhedrin. And even more boldly, after the crucifixion of Jesus, when he joined Joseph of Arimathea to prepare his body for burial. We have been born from above, having been born of water and the Spirit in our baptism. At the Easter Vigil, our monastery chaplain is rather heavy-handed with the aspersorium, so depending on our location, a few of us are smacked with a drenching cascade of Easter water. Between the water on our faces and the melting candle wax in our hands, we are treated to a jolting sensory reminder of our baptism and our call to be reborn, to not only see the kingdom of God, but to bring others to see it too.